Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Sherman Colby Wagstaff.
Okay. What's your surname?
Wagstaff.
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay, now the next one, you will hear the letter of the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, as he will serve as the lead for your hearing this morning, sir. So just hold on to the phone, sir.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Sherman Colby Wagstaff, 327-663.
Okay, Mr. Wagstaff, I am going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Luis Quillanes to my far left. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead today, sir. Also with us today, sir, representative of the Department of Correction is Mr. Grady. I think you can see Mr. Grady on the screen now. Mr. Wagstaff, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have a hearing before this board today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Oh, no, sir. I'm representing myself.
Okay. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
For the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 23, 2019, per the task GCMS lab report dated January 28, 2019. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay. Sir, the second allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 8, as demonstrated by your association with individuals engaged in criminal activity and known criminals on or about January 20, 2019. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then. Well, based on the admission of Mr. Wagstaff, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree, Mr. Quillanes, and Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make the determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We will start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Then I'm going to go over some information within the warrant, see if the board has any additional questions, give you the opportunity to present any information that you may feel relevant to this case, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Wagstaff was issued to DOC on December 3rd of 2018. He was arrested on January 25th of 2019 by a fugitive apprehension unit. He has no new charges. He returned back to DOC on January 25th of 2019. He has a CSED of April 3rd of 2019 that reflects zero absconding. Current conviction, 2018, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2018, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. He has one term with DOC. His CUIR scores are 2-2. Mental health scores are 2. Substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision, no disciplinary violations. Other arrests, 2005, misconduct involving a weapon, Arizona Felony Conviction Probation. 2016, aggravated assault, Arizona Felony Conviction Probation. 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona Felony Conviction Probation. We have a community risk score of a G4V5.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Grady. Okay, say, I see that when you were released in December of 2018, you were approved to reside at 745 West Fifth Avenue, apartment number 1 in Mesa. Were you still standing there at the time you were apprehended, sir?
I was there at the time I was apprehended, yes.
Okay. So it looks like, were you working during that period of time?
Yes, I was working for CNS Auto Detailing.
Okay.
I was actually working when I was arrested.
Okay. You were referred treatment to a task for random drug screening, and you had one UA that was on January 23rd of 2018 that was positive for meth, confirmed by the GCMS on January 28th. So did you relapse or did you just continue to use drugs? Or?
No, I had relapsed, and on that Tuesday, I went in and I talked to my probation officer. I let her know what was going on. She had signed me up with classes with right in her building. There's like a DOC's, it's like a drug treatment, and they have other classes there. So I went in there and signed up to do the classes in there, you know, to help me stay on track. And that Friday, she was okay with everything. She said if my levels didn't drop and I continued to get high, then she was going to violate me and or come back to prison or go to MRC. Well, so Friday, I was at work, working at my house, actually, and the U.S. Marshals arrested me. I wasn't fully understanding why I was being arrested, but, here I am now. I was scheduled to do my classes on that Tuesday and the Wednesday of that following week, so I never actually got to get a chance to even start classes.
Okay. So how did you wind up with this other person that was, it looks like may have been an inmate at one point, and you went to a friend's house and there was a body that was unresponsive taken to the Children's Hospital? How did all that occur, sir?
So I went over to my friend's house and an individual that I had met, and then there was an individual that was not responsive, and so I rushed him to the hospital and dropped him off. Well, I stayed there with him, and the police showed up and said that he was dead. Well, that's when I found out he had died, you know, and cooperated with the police and everything, and they let me go. And they had called my parole officer and let her know. Well, that's when I went in on that Tuesday and talked to her.
So, one of the guys that, was your friend the one that was the inmate?
Yes.
Okay, did you know he was an inmate?
No, I knew he had, like, been in trouble in the past, but I wasn't, like, really, you know, like, we're not, like, good friends, you know.
So you were at the house and you guys had been, what, using meth prior to this incident?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys woke up in the morning and this individual, the person who died was dead. Did he overdose?
I'm assuming so. I'm not the one that put him in the car, but they said they felt a heartbeat on him. So that's when I said, get him in the car and I'll take him to the hospital real quick.
Uh-huh. So is that just a drug house where everybody was hanging out at or what?
Not really. I mean, there was a couple people there, but it wasn't like, I wouldn't call it a drug house.
So did you spend the night over there too?
Yes.
Okay, so what were you guys doing there? What were you guys doing that night?
I actually had fell asleep around 11:30, 12 o'clock, and when I woke up in the morning, I planned on going back home. So, I don't know what everybody else had been doing that night. I fell asleep on the couch.
All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions. Is there no additional questions coming back before the board, sir? Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board? I do want to take note that you do have a release date over here. It looks like of less than a month away from now, March 3rd of 2019, sir. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir?
No, not really, no.
All right. So the board's going to go into discussion. During the discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. I'm going to ask you to remain on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. I will get back with you after a decision is made by the board, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board is now going into discussion. It appears that Mr. Wagstaff did relapse. He started back. He did test positive for methamphetamine. He was at a house where he was with another, at least one of the people there was an inmate who was an absconder. That was also at the house at the time, and subsequently, when they all got up in the morning, they found someone who was not breathing and took him to the hospital, and that person died, and I'm presuming that it was from an overdose of actual drugs. Mr. Wagstaff has a release date of less than 30 days from now, March 3rd of 2019. I think that it would be best for him to go ahead and complete his time. When he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. And no comments coming from the colleagues, then I am going to make a motion and move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Wagstaff, find that he was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways of company, as he did relapse and start using drugs and was hanging around other known criminals at the time and criminal activity. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
A motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Wagstaff?
Yes, sir.
So you will be released in less than 30 days now on March 3rd of 2019, sir. April 3rd of 2019. And so at that time when you were released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. Try to work with your CO3, sir, prior to your time to get released. See if there's some programming that you can get into when you get released, and hopefully you'll have a productive life after that and never have to report or come back before this board or have any negative contact with law enforcement, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, sir, set the phone down so the next person can come in, and thank you for appearing before this board, okay?
Thank you.